Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We are going to be talking about, for this issue, the new sepsis drug. And is it better than an herb? Well, we're going to find out. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, it grows short. And we are going to be in Psalms 5, and it says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice, and let them ever shout for joy, because thou defends them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." Yeah, so if you want some supernatural defense, that would be being a friend of the Lord. And you're only going to be a friend of the Lord if you read the scripture and seek his face in prayer. So I encourage you to do that. All right, so new sepsis drug versus the most studied herb. Let's check it out. Now, Griffith University in Southeast Queensland, Australia, January 2026, reported their research in stage 2 clinical trials for a new drug they report will treat sepsis. Now, if you know what sepsis is, it's blood poisoning. It's a blood issue. Now, usually it's a bacterial infection in the blood. So their report states the drug successfully passed the trials, and it is just a matter of time before the drug will be written on prescription pads globally. So this is a small study that involved 180 sepsis patients in Australia, but does mankind already have a natural alternative? Let's check it out. So what's this new drug about? Well, Australian researchers are claiming they have developed a drug that will help sepsis patients. According to their report, the drug is a carbohydrate-based medication that they claim will address the two most important threats sepsis brings to a person. One is to calm down the immune system reaction, the cytokine storm, and also to protect organs from damage and organ failure. So the research claims this drug is about to enter phase 3 in the clinical trials and is able to stop the immune system's destructive overreaction of cytokine storm. And I found it kind of interesting that China was involved in this phase 2 trial, working with researchers at Griffith University. So the drug is labeled STC-3141 and is a carbohydrate-based drug created by a team of Griffith Institute of Biomedicine and Glycomic Action, according to the Professor Mark von Easton. This drug was successful in reducing sepsis in humans, and I think it's important to also distinguish between reducing and curing. So reducing sepsis doesn't mean curing sepsis. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology, March 2021. They said, "The difference in curing a disease and reducing a disease is a cure has eradicated the disease and is its underlying pathology to where it can no longer be found in the human body. Reducing a disease is simply managing the ongoing symptoms and progression of a disease." Big difference. So this drug is an exceptional therapy, they say, but it's also experimental. And it's administered by an IV drip and is designed to counteract the biological molecule that is releasing the dangerous sepsis action and attempts to prevent the inflammation and organ damage. So therefore, the drug does really not remove sepsis from the body. And it just attempts to interrupt the autoimmune response from the immune system. So this biomedicine and biometrics, Dr. Mark von Instein, he said, "When sepsis is not recognized early and managed promptly, it can lead to septic shock, multiple organ failure, and death." So the current FDA approval treatment for sepsis is a cocktail combination of several antibiotics that are extremely strong and often may not save the patient. Well, there was a peer review. This is November 2023. A peer review report from Helion was published, and it was evaluating the most highly studied herb by in medicinal and medical science. The medicinal herb they were studying was garlic. The study involved giving rats sepsis and then giving them garlic to see how they responded. Here is a quote from Helion, November 2023. They said, "In recent decades, the curative properties and beneficial effects of garlic against hypertension, cancer, and diabetes, among others, has been widely studied. They go on to say garlic prevents the oxidizing and inflammatory effects of sepsis. They add garlic possesses healing properties for diseases like systemic arterial hypertension, cancer, and diabetes, among others. Its main component, allicin, binds to the transient receptor, and garlic's involvement is in the regulation of various molecules at the systemic and aortic level. So the problem that the medical science has with garlic is the medicinal compounds in garlic work synergistically, and when they identify a chemical compound they think is the key, they find it won't work by itself without the other components of garlic. So this process is a problem. They can't get a patent for garlic because it has very complex compounds. It has amino acid, it has fatty acids, it has phenols, and it has sulfur. That's what your allicin is. These are key components as antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-inflammatory, and it reduces cytokine storms in your system. Helion, again, they say sepsis or successor systemic inflammatory response syndrome, as it is also known, is a microbial biological infection that has a mortality rate of 15 to 40% in humans. Well, garlic has a tremendous antioxidant capacity, and herbalists often include garlic in cardio cleanses and immune support formulas. And the peer review also mentions garlic has an anti-tumor killing capacity. So the Helion report found that garlic's action has statistical significance. That's a quote. And the researchers included this. Garlic's allicin, that's your sulfur component, is a constituent of therapeutic targeting to counteract the inflammatory response and the state of oxidative stress of sepsis. So the problem remains that drug companies can't patent your garlic, so they're not going to tell you about it. They have tried modifications to garlic's compounds to get a patent, but garlic simply won't work when it is edited. So garlic is one of God's little secrets. Garlic has a lovely ability, along with some other herbs, to help clean blood, and often included in your blood cleansers. So should sepsis attack you or someone you know, maybe you should look into garlic and also make a quick work of the staph infections also with garlic. Staph hasn't have a chance with garlic. So Apothecary Herbs has some cold-pressed garlic juices. They have a blood cleanser with garlic in it. And they have a whole line of immune support and organ cleansing products there that you really should know about. And you have power. You have power when you have that. So give them a call. Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com is their web address. You want to be empowered? Go check it out. Yes, being empowered may require some learning, but then you're more powerful than when you started. Sign up for the newsletters too, the American Survival and the Health Quest. They're free and they go out each week. We'll empower you with information you didn't know about. And thanks for listening and sharing, but I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.